The E-Learning Lingo Podcast.
The E-Learning Lingo Podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to the second edition of the E-Learning Lingo Podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno and I'm the Marketing Director here at CyberWorks and I'm your host today. CyberWorks has created the E-Learning Lingo Podcast as a free service to academia and the e-learning industry at large. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast is a forum to inform, reach out, and encourage discussion with students, teachers, academics, professionals, and industry personnel by providing information on concepts used within the discipline of e-learning and web-based training. When you talk with a training manager or someone else in the e-learning industry, you may find that they use a lot of different terms and jargon. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast series will focus on various terms used in the e-learning industry and how they're used. Each week, the podcast will feature one or two terms that relate to e-learning, performance management, and human capital management. The audio file for each podcast will be posted on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog along with an accompanying transcript for the show. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog allows listeners to comment on each episode in three different ways. Listeners may post comments on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog. The blog also uses MyChingo, a web-based voicemail for listeners to leave feedback on each show. If a listener wishes to call in and leave feedback instead of posting feedback on the blog or leaving a web-based voicemail, there is a call-in line where you can leave your message about each show. The number is 206-350-8757. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog is located at www.bogs-learning.typepad.com/e-learning_lingo_podcast. Last week, we discussed a term used in e-learning, the Advanced Distributed Learning ADL Initiative. This week, Dave Powell, our CyberWorks documentarian, will be discussing cognitive flexible learning theory. So I ask you, do you know your e-learning lingo? Cognitive flexible theory.
Cognitive flexible theory is a learning theory often used to describe the acquisition of advanced knowledge. Advanced knowledge is seen as less rule-based and rigid than introductory knowledge. The theory recommends approaching content many different ways in multiple facets through various analogies, with the use of hypertext-based instruction or other delivery methods. This type of instruction strives to teach students how to learn, not just how to memorize facts. A good business example of cognitive flexible learning theory would be a corporate training program that shows managers how to recognize employees who may have anger issues or who might become abusive, and then guides managers in properly confronting them. Students would learn how to interpret various work situations and to navigate sometimes tricky employer-employee relationships, all things that one simply can't memorize. Such a corporate training program could use hypertext, web-based instruction, audio, video, online discussions, or other methods.
Great information. Just so everyone knows, Dave has posted about himself on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog, so check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure. Talk with you soon.
This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for listening to the second episode of the E-Learning Lingo Podcast. This week, Dave Powell talked about cognitive flexible theory. The episode 2 podcast audio and transcript will be posted on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog. Please feel free to join the discussion by leaving us your comments by phone, web-based voicemail, or blog posting. We look forward to hearing from you. Next time on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast, we will talk about a term used in human capital management and performance management. Until then, have a great week.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.